Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Lombardi from The Athletic and former general manager of the Cleveland Browns was also in the Patriots front office under Bill Belichick recently. Has, I believe, worked with the Eagles, I want to say, and worked with the Raiders, and that's he worked with Bruce Allen, and he told Grant and Danny the other day here on The Fan that Bruce had nothing to do with football operations when they were in Oakland, like he wasn't even allowed in the meetings. And I was told that sent major shockwaves through Redskins Park. Like, people are like, whoa, I can't believe he said that about Bruce. Like, wow. That's, I mean, even Bruce's allies, or thought to be allies, are turning against him. No, Michael Lombardi was just being honest. And Michael Lombardi has talked about culture and culture and culture, and says in his latest in The Athletic, and I think he also said this to Grant and Danny, what the Redskins should do, what Dan Snyder should do, and he just totally ignored Bruce Allen in the column. It didn't even mention Bruce Allen, I don't think. I read the column twice, and I don't remember seeing Bruce Allen's name even mentioned. He was just talking about Jay Gruden, and Dan Snyder. Because you can't fire Dan Snyder, right? He was saying Dan Snyder should go directly to Dabo Swinney at Clemson, offer him a 15-year contract, and say, whatever you need, clean slate, you run it, you paint the canvas however you want, however you need, what can I do to get you here? Because he's saying culture matters. When you guys go to work, wherever you work, an office, a school, the government, whatever you do, how important is culture? If your boss is a tool, if you feel your boss is incompetent, you know that sucks. You know it sucks. You know it sucks to work for that dude or woman, because why? You know they're making more money than you. You know they're ultimately in charge of your own destiny. You know that you have to listen to them and acquiesce to them. You know that their opinion and their thought process of you matters to their superior. And in terms of you getting good reviews and good raises. So if you know the people that are above you are tools, and if you know that the office or the company or the school or the place that you work at is chaotic, cluttered, haphazard, of course that matters. Is it perfect anywhere? Hell no. But of course it matters, right? And of course it has an impact on you and your lifestyle, and your work ethic, and how you feel about the people you work with and lean on and depend on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.